Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am, a candle sitting in this candlestick holder, sitting on the bedside tables of children all over the world, telling you stories of my visits with other children and the things that they have done, the things that happened. Life is really filled with a lot of wonderful adventures, but the most wonderful adventure is when I go around visiting boys and girls. I had an interesting visit last night. I was up in the North Country, and it was spring, winter sort of, and the winds were blowing very strong. And the children were coming in from the snow and coming in from mountain play and getting ready to go to bed. And as they did this, they opened the door and they closed the door, and they opened the door and they closed the door, and they opened the door and they closed the door, and they opened the door and they closed the door. And it was very drafty. And all of a sudden, just as little Jamie was sitting down, getting ready to get into bed, poof, out went the candle. Jamie shouted to her mother, "Mommy, Mommy, my candle's out! Mommy, Mommy!" And her mother came running into the room saying, "Sweetheart, what's the problem?" "The wind blew my candle out." "Oh, Jamie, that's not a problem. You don't really need the candlelight to see, but we'll light the candle for you. Mr. Candle's a very wonderful candle." Jamie's mother lit the candle, and the warm, flickering glow flickered all over the room, and all over Jamie, all over her face, over her dolls that were lying on the bed, and over her teddy bear. And Jamie looked around the room, and she said, "Mommy, what happened when Timmy went to heaven with God? What happened?" And her mommy looked at her and said, "Jamie, nobody really knows, but I think this is what happened." "What, Mommy, what?" "Well, Timmy was very sick, and we did everything we could to make him well, but sometimes there's just not enough that can be done, and it's time for him to take his trip to another journey, to another land, to another dimension of life." "What's dimension of life, Mommy?" "A dimension of life is another life, another experience." "Oh, why don't you say that?" "All right." Timmy went to another life. He left his body behind, and he said goodbye to all of us, and he went off to another life. "Well, Mommy, where is that other life, and what is he doing there?" "Well, Jamie, it's a lot like what happened to you tonight. The wind was blowing, and the children were coming in and out from play, and they were closing the door lately and strongly and shortly and fast, and off went Mr. Candle, blew out his light. Now, Mr. Candle's still there. Mr. Candle can never be gone, even though his candle may not be burning. But he's always there, because Mr. Candle is a symbol." "What's a symbol, Mommy?" "A symbol is something that represents something else. Your body represents you, but that's not really you. It's just what you're using for a while to play here on planet Earth." "What's planet Earth?" "That's this big, wonderful place where we live." "Mommy, why do you use such big words? Why don't you use nice words that I can understand all the time?" "Well, Jamie, this is part of what mothers do. Mothers use words that they're used to using in adult talk, and they talk with children with that adult talk so the children will get familiar with these words, and so the children will learn what the words mean. And that's why I explain them to you. Now remember, Jamie, all the evenings you have sat here with Mr. Candle sitting on his candlestick, telling you stories of all the boys and girls he talks to all over the world."
"Yes, Mommy, he does that. I hear him."
"Yes, Jimmy, I know. Mr. Candle is very real. But when his flame gets blown out, you can't see him.
And you say, 'Mommy, where's Mr. Candle gone? Where's the flame gone? Where's the fire gone?'"
And Mommy says, "The fire is within each one of us. The flame is within each one of us. As we look with our eyes and feel with our heart, That's the flame of Mr. Candle. That's the flame that we feel about Timmy. Now, when we think about Timmy, we think what a good guy he was. What a good guy he is somewhere, too. But he's playing somewhere else now. So Mr. Candle, when he goes out, he goes to play somewhere else. He's sitting on bedside tables of children all over the world, and he's glowing with such a bright and beautiful light that all the children who see him think, what a beautiful light. Now, let's ask Mr. Candle if that's right.
Okay, Mommy, yes.
Jamie was delighted. Mr. Candle, is that right, what Mommy said about you? Are you everywhere, even when your candle is not lit? My goodness, Jamie. Your mommy is certainly a very intelligent lady. She really knows what it's all about. And Jamie looked up at her mommy, and her mommy's face turned a little bit red because she did know a lot, and she was very proud of that, and she didn't realize that Mr. Candle knew it too. But Mr. Candle knows everything. And so Jamie looked at her mommy and said, Mommy, you're wonderful. And Mr. Candle looked at Mommy and said, Mommy, you're wonderful. And Mommy looked the other way, and a tear came down her face. And Jamie said, Mommy, what do you have a tear for? And Mommy said, Jamie, I'm so happy that Mr. Candle goes to visit Timmy and you and me. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you so much for being everywhere and giving my love everywhere, especially to my special Timmy. I do that, and I love doing it, and you can depend on me. Mr. Candle is always there. Oh, my goodness sakes. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got a bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over Jamie, and she's going to go sound asleep, and she's going to have wonderful dreams. Now, slide under the covers, Jamie. Give your mommy a big hug. Daddy! And give your papi a big hug and tell him how much you love him. And say, good night. And your mommy can blow the candle out if she wishes, because I'm always there just for you. Okay, I'll see you another night. Now remember, I'm with Timmy, I'm with all children everywhere, all mommies and daddies and all aunts and uncles and people everywhere, because I'm Mr. Candle, and I love you. I love you. I love you.